The opening sentence of this evening's gospel, beginning with, "In the 15th year of the reign of the Emperor Tiberius," packs quite a punch. It places the event historically by naming the Roman overlords to the Jewish rulers and ending with the temple authorities. But it delivers its blow when we discover that the word of God completely bypassed all these important people and came and said to John, son of the priest Zechariah, in the wilderness. As always, God comes to us in new and unexpected ways. John dominates the central weeks of Advent. His summons, "Prepare the way of the Lord," has long been understood as summing up the message of the Advent season. Our hope as Christians for the second coming of the Lord means that we can identify with those in Israel who were the first to hear John's announcement of salvation and his summons to a change of heart. John's call to them is now his call to us. We are asked to change, to repent. The first reading starts with a change of clothing. "Jerusalem, take off your robe of mourning and put that misery, put on the splendor of glory." There's also a change of name. The people in exile are told that the devastated Jerusalem will now be called the Peace of Justice, the glory of God's worship. John the Baptist calls people to change and to show the results of that change. Our valleys are to be filled, our paths are to be made straight, and the mountains and hills to be lowered. All the obstacles between God and us are to be removed. We begin by acknowledging that the world has many rough spots: poverty, war, famine, to name just a few obvious examples. But we also have our own personal rough spots, our stumbling blocks of selfishness and greed, which are at the top of many of our lists. The good news, of course, is that the work needed to remove these obstacles has already begun and is paid for. The Son of God, whose birth we will soon celebrate, gave up his glory to live and die as one of us and for us. He left us plans for getting rid of obstacles. "Forgive as you have been forgiven. Love one another and your enemies. Whatever you do to the least of my brothers, pick up your cross and follow me. I will be with you until the end of time." The Lord is at work in us, through us, and with us. As St. Paul says in our second reading, quote, "I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus." We can cheer on the removal of obstacles this Advent by looking for signs of compassion, generosity, and peacemaking. We can recall the many graces the Lord has already given us, and look around at our fellow parishioners to take comfort that we're not doing this on our own, but as part of a community of faith. Julie fortified, I urge each of us to choose one obstacle to begin to chip away at. Take a step to mend a fractured or broken relationship. Join an effort to ease hunger or house the homeless. Learn more about the plight of refugees and migrants. Reach out to a sick or grieving neighbor, or start lobbying for just and more compassionate laws. We often struggle to hear God's word and to respond to it. God's word opens our hearts and fills us with the hope that we can turn back to God. Like the Jews journeying across the desert to their promised land, our own hope is stirred for what lies ahead. God accompanies us on our journey, as Baruch promised in the first reading. God is leading Israel in joy by the light of his glory, with his mercy and justice for comfort. What could possibly be better than that?